listeners out there, here we are. We're calling. We're here on the radio with Trinity Metaphysical Center, home of ECRIPT. That's East Coast Research and Investigation Paranormal Team. We're here right now with Jackie. Let's say hello, Jackie.
Hello.
Okay, Ron.
Hello.
And myself, I'm Charlie. And what we're going to be talking tonight about is your ghost stories. We were talking earlier, but Skype,
a little bit of a...
Yeah, Skype seemed to want to throw us off the system for a little while.
I think we had real spirit contact.
We talked for like 20 minutes to nobody.
We've been...
We talked amongst ourselves.
It was a very interesting conversation. Too bad you guys couldn't be part of it. We must have had in the queue about 75 callers, and now they knocked us off, and now people are going to have to come back in. Hopefully they're not stuck out there in the middle of nowhere. But the idea here is that we are talking about your ghost stories, anything that you might have come across, true stories of ghosts and hauntings and paranormal happenings. I don't know anybody. Can't hear. I don't know anybody that's basically okay. Yeah, I can hear myself now. I don't know anybody that hasn't had something that scared them in the dark, or has a ghost story, or had seen maybe a relative or somebody walking. You hear about these things all down in Gettysburg and, active areas. The deal here is, as though, when you talk about ghosts, if you do investigations, it's great. You're looking for them.
Right.
But what if you're not doing an investigation? What if you just happen to be in your home and something happens? Jackie, have you ever had that happen?
Something in your home.
Something in your home.
Then I pull out all my little equipment or my little phone, and then that's when I...
You're not talking about John, are you?
Yeah. No, I usually, what I do, well, it's a little different for me because I can communicate with them a little bit differently.
Tell us how.
Well, I can hear them.
Okay.
Which is neat. You know, sometimes that's a gift that develops over time for a lot of psychics or mediums, mm-hmm. or even like you guys in class.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually hear their voices is different than hearing the information told to you. Which is neat, because usually when I hear it, though, I'll say it just for proof. So if you do hear something in your house and you hear them saying their name, or you hear something they're saying, just say, if you have a recorder on, then just, say, I'm hearing the name Alan. And then when you listen back, you most likely will hear them saying Alan.
Let me ask you a real quick question. When you hear the recording on, say, a voice recorder, is it the same voice that you hear?
Good question. I never thought of that.
When I hear it on the recorder, sometimes it sounds really similar to the one I hear, like, by tone-wise, because, sometimes we'll get it, gruff, or sometimes you can tell that it sounds like a woman. But it sounds like an actual person when I'm hearing it. Whereas when it comes through on the recorder, you can definitely tell it's not one of our voices, that it's a bit disembodied. So that's the difference.
Okay.
It sounds like somebody standing next to me when I'm hearing them.
Mm. Ron, you get some unbelievable stuff when we do our EVPs. You always get something. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, I told you I'm half deaf anyway. So when we're listening to those, I really have to listen closely to hear what you hear. Your ears are finely tuned. But to hear the voices, we have classes, psychic development classes. And when we're sitting here and we do our mediumship, when you said, does the voice sound the same? I can tell you, I'm sitting here and I'm writing down what somebody or something is telling me to write down. And I can't tell you if it's man or woman unless they give me a name. Gotcha. It's just coming into my head. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, wow, what a great question to find out if it's the same on the EVP.
Yes, I like to know that. Because I know when this investigating with Jackie is phenomenal, because she does get so much of stuff that we can't hear, and it's just a totally different sound. And that's what I thought. Maybe from the recorder, it's different than she hears.
Well, a lot of times, I'll be, oh, that's exactly how they sounded, with that, the one guy. That was me. But for your own home, there's lots of times where I can hear, somebody, and I do know it's my... is, you know, it's either somebody that I know, you know, or, you know, for most of the part for me, it's a lot of my relatives. You know, my mom is with me a lot, and believe it or not, I am with her at a point where if there is something going on with me, I literally can, you know, go into like a quiet place or into my, some, a lot of times it's in the shower because believe it or not, the water for some reason works, but I'll ask a question, I'll get the answer like right back, and it's almost like if I close my eyes, it feels like she's right there with me. So we, you know, it's amazing when you can hear. And for the people who can't, they can, though. They can hear their relatives just by using, like we said, a piece of equipment,
right.
You know. And sometimes they do know it's not something that they know. And I know we have a few callers already waiting because they have some of their own personal stories to talk about. We can tell ours later. But,
yeah, we
can
do that.
So, you know, I think the first caller we have is Vera.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, Vera.
Hi, Vera.
Hi. I was calling, but actually probably other people have better stories than I do because most of my interaction is on our investigations, and it happens a lot. But the only couple times that I've had things like at home happen is when I think I told you when I was asleep and I was with my dog. We were both asleep on the bed, and the bed shook, and we both woke up and sat up, and he started to growl at the corner. And that was the only time I ever had anything that I felt was supernatural happen outside of when we're on investigations. And I'm, you know, I get that eerie feeling a lot of times that things are happening, but I never see anything. Besides Jackie, do you guys see anything? I mean, you hear stuff, I know that.
Well, the thing that I see is behind the IR camera itself, and like you know, I point out things that were around you at that one investigation. They were all dancing around you and all that. That's the things that I do see. Occasionally, I do hear, but I don't actually see as well, of course, as Jackie sees.
I know you get touched a lot. I know that.
I get a lot. They like, they love touching.
They love smacking you around.
Yeah, there's a lot of times that we all hear it, but I mean, you know, sometimes when it's at our homes and we're not, you know, when we're talking about our personal, like, stories and not, like, one on an investigation where we're in that mode, sometimes we react a little differently and it's a completely different experience from when we're at home, you know, when we go through it.
You know, I think I've insulated myself at my home, but there are times when I'm out that I'll get a feeling that something's going on or see a shadow walking by. I see shadows more than apparitions. I'll see that a lot. I'll have a feeling there's something that just went past, or a light, a streak of light, and I'll catch it out of the side of my vision. But I don't see apparitions. I know Jackie sees actual full body apparitions.
Yep.
But I mean, and you don't even have to be on an investigation. Driving down the road.
yeah, that's true.
Oh, you
but
know
it's
what?
Not that way I all guess the time. Sometimes it's just a shadow. It's just there's a lot of times they're solid, and there's times where they're just a shadow, and there's times where you hear them and you don't see them. You know, so it's not like
you know what? I'm sitting here and I'm realizing I did see a bunch of apparitions, and it was years and years ago when I was driving down the street and I passed a one of those like places where it was like a colonial, you know, it has the little thing in front that says this was the house of so-and-so. And I saw, and you could see through them, but I saw all the people that were there on the front of the house walking in and out like a family. And I remember stopping at the light, because that's where I was, and looking and going, they're not real because I could see through them. But that's probably the only time that's ever happened to me. And then that made me crazy for about 3 months. But, you know, but that was the only time I did see apparitions. And it was many, many, many years ago.
That's a good experience.
You want to stay on, Vera? Because we're going to bring Mercedes in, too.
Yeah, because I'm unable to follow you on the computer.
Just
not doing it, so I'll hold on and listen to wonderful Mercedes, who I miss.
She comes live.
Okay.
Hi, Mercedes, you're on.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mercedes.
Hi, Mercedes.
Hi, Mercedes.
Mercedes is far away.
Yeah, she's in Puerto Rico.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
I wish I was in Puerto Rico, trust me. But I'm in Delaware with not so good ankle. But that being said, I have so many experiences. I feel like everywhere I go, there's somebody following me or I can see somebody, specifically in my apartment. And then I have my friends Will and Maddie that I go to their house a lot and sleep over. And just every time. And I actually hurt my ankle at Will and Maddie's house, and I was there for almost 5 days in a row before I came down to Delaware. And every night that I would sleep over, there is a big man that stands in the corner of their living room, like between the wall and where their TV is. And there are just a whole group of people that the very first night, at least, were watching me sleep as I was on the couch, and I was just in so much pain. And I was like, all right, normally I would have a conversation with you people, but leave me alone. It was so crazy. And in my apartment, there's just so many people all the time. So, but we know that because we investigated it. But everywhere
Mercedes,
I go, I feel like
Mercedes sees. So, because you saw the three girls in my daughter's room.
Yeah.
Too.
But for me, it's not full body apparition. For me, it's more of I see like an opaque outline, and I can tell what gender the spirit is, but I have not seen a full body yet. That's probably because I want to so badly that I haven't yet.
Come.
And the same thing with hearing them. I've gotten that really intense ringing in my ear, but I haven't been able to decipher yet, so hopefully soon. We'll see. I'm sure when I'm not paying attention to it, it'll happen.
Now, was there any time in particular, like, that you like, had a personal experience with a spirit where you knew, you know, that there was somebody there?
I mean, every night that I'm in my apartment and I go to the bathroom, I know that there's someone walking behind me when I go into my room. And I tell them that they're not allowed to come in because that is my space.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I know. It happens to me all the time. And all the time I'm like, all right, I'll talk to you at some point, but I'm not doing it right now. Because it always seems to be at night when I'm in someone's house or, like, I don't know, times that are not convenient for me to actually sit down and try and communicate with them.
Yeah, where you're more relaxed, probably.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It's funny, everybody has the big man. Because at my house, there's a large, he always came through as a very large man that stood at the corner. He was, like, towards the end of my bed, but then he would move to the doorway, like, in that corner, and every night, and it's when we moved into our new home, and I remember I would wake up, and it was just so big, and I knew he wasn't anything bad, but it was enough that I would be like, okay, I need to go to sleep, because it was such a big presence. And then when we did do the investigation, we did actually speak to him, and Charlie spoke to him a lot, and he wasn't anything bad. He was just somebody who had a very strong presence. You know?
He was almost like a protector.
Yeah, so, I mean, mm-hmm. But it's funny how we can differentiate. Like, that wasn't like a full-bodied apparition where I saw a face and hands and all that, but it was more of a dark, like you saw the outline of the person, and you could tell, I knew it was a male. Like Mercedes' thing, where you can tell the difference between it's male or female.
At your old house, though, you had a large man that used to walk
around. Yeah, but
around.
That came.
Did he come?
That came from
your house?
No.
Okay.
No.
He stayed there.
You know what? That's a very good question. I haven't noticed him, but the object that he was with
did
is packed away. Yeah, that did. It's just still packed away. The interesting thing is now that you mention that, I haven't seen him. And he actually came with an object, and he came into that house, and he never left. And it was funny because even my children knew he was there, and even our friends knew he was there. And, you know, I've told the story before. My son was, you know, downstairs with his friends, and they were teenagers, you know, 16, 17 years old. And they were sleeping down there, and he was somebody that had big, heavy boots that would walk back and forth, and nobody was home, just them, and his friends were like, I think one of your parents are home, or somebody's home, and my son said, no, nobody's home, and they're like, I can hear somebody walk up there. He goes, yeah, it's just the ghost, don't worry about it, because they were used to it, and their friends like, scared to death, like, they didn't want to go upstairs to go to the bathroom. But, like, when you live with it, you get used to it, you know, and when you know it's not anything that's going to hurt you. In my house, it's gotten to the point where myself and my two children are like that, but myself and my daughter are very, very strong, and she actually has it far stronger than even myself. So it's a lot different for people like that, because they're constantly in your face, you know. And she does the same thing. She's in a room, and she the three girls that Mercedes saw, she's like, you know, those girls were in there, and they were keeping me up all night, and I told them to get out. So, you know, everybody has their own little ghost story, but some people, they're scary sometimes, their ghost story. Like, you know, we do have, you know, a few people calling in a little bit, and some of them are, it is scary to hear some of their stories.
I've had so many people talk about people in my life, okay, that have come out and said, I told them about ghost investigations, I told them about this, that, whatever we were doing, and they were very sensitive people, and I sat there and said, I would love to see an apparition, and my friend said, be careful what you ask for, because
you want a good apparition.
She said to me, she says, careful what you ask for, because that's my life. I see them everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. And they're, you know, to call them an apparition, it's almost like an insult, I think. Because these are people that are spirits.
It's just how strongly. And there are some mediums and psychics that they literally see them in a solid form all the time.
All the time.
And it is, I mean, to live that way, I mean, it's difficult. And even when I do see them as a solid person, it always, you know that, when I do I question it too, and I'm a little bit, you know, rattled at times. I'm like, wait a minute, is that person alive, or is he? But they have a different feel, you know.
Yeah.
It's just for us, when we're in the zone, we're getting it. But for those people who have to walk around all the time, and there are some of them that actually they're a mess because they're like that. Like, they can't turn it on and off.
Yeah. Well, you've taught us, you know, like when we're hearing voices, and there's a multitude of them, or you just get a ringing in your ears. That's everybody trying to talk to you at the same time. And you basically cut them off. I've been laying in bed at night trying to go to sleep, and my ears are ringing like crazy. And I sat there and said, that's it. We're done. Cut it off. I'm not listening anymore. And guess what? All of a sudden, my ears stop ringing. Or, you know, you start doing different things. Or, you know, you said to me that, you know, I was going to talk to my mother. Right? You said that. And I did. And then I told you about the time I was driving past here and my uncle started talking to me. You know, I loved my uncle. I loved him a lot. And for him to, like, he was sitting in the back seat of the car. And I'm sitting there going, okay, you know, and I'm talking to him. And he's answering me like he normally would. Not answers that I would normally give, but my uncle never said he'd kill me if he told me something. But, you know, but then he laughed. And I knew his laugh. You know, you sit there and you say, you know the voices. It's just amazing, because I really do think that people talk about ghosts. They talk about apparitions. They give them all these fancy names. It's the spirit of the person that's there. And whether they're there is there's different types of ghosts, right?
Well,
which types are there?
For the hauntings, because, you know, somebody who has an experience and it's somebody who's actually trying to communicate with them, that's an intelligent, you know, haunt. And when it's somebody who just keeps hearing the same thing over and over, you know, like they know there's a spirit in their house, but it's always the same thing at the same time, then they'll know that's more of a residual. Most people don't really know the difference in the types. And I know we talked about that a few weeks ago. But when they're going through their experience, you know, if they're not somebody familiar with this kind of thing, they panic.
Sure.
You know, so it's, And it's definitely interesting hearing somebody's ghost story from somebody who is scared to death to somebody who's, you know, actually understanding what's going on.
Right. You know, when we were talking about ghost stories before, I didn't remember back to when I went to England. And I was up in York, which is a medieval city, and it's got the wall around it, and it's got the gates where it's got
which
the...
Which is probably haunted as it is.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. But, okay. But the idea here is the fact that when I was there, there's this in York. If you ever go to York, and I would love for everybody to go to York, the idea here is... Can I go? What's
we're
going
trying
on?
To get Dana on, but she's having a problem with her computer.
Okay. But let me tell you about York before we finish here, okay, before we go to Dana. Dana can work on it on her own. But the idea here is that if you go to York, there's one street called the Shambles, okay? And basically that was where all the merchants were. And it was a street that was maybe 20 feet wide tops, with the buildings on both sides of the street.
Wow.
And people used to throw all the garbage right out the window.
It's still there. Patterson did that.
Well, okay, but this is centuries later, okay?
Right.
But now, and then at the end of the Shambles was the Ouse River, okay? The Ouse River. And believe me, it was like ooze because all of this stuff would just make it down into the river.
Right.
And at the right by the river was a place called the Black Swan. It was a tavern. And we went to the tavern one night, me and one of the fellows that I was there with for business. And, you know, we're having a few pints. And they said, the story was, is that every so often you would hear chains being dragged across the floor.
Oh.
And it didn't happen every night. It happened like maybe once every couple of weeks. But you would hear chains being dragged across the floor. And I sat there and I said, okay, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, that's, yeah. Boy, would I love to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? The night I was there,
it
was about 10:30 at night, and sure enough, everybody separated from the middle of the floor. Some people went stood next to the bar. Some people went stood next to the window. And you could actually hear going across the room chains being dragged across the floor.
Wow.
That's cool.
And the bartender knew I was from, he knew I was a Yank. And he sits there and he goes, what do you think of that? And I sat there and said, well, that's pretty good. I said, so who's downstairs dragging chains
that's
downstairs?
That's before you got into this stuff, right?
Before I got into
yeah.
this. I said, who's downstairs dragging the chains by the ceiling so that we hear it up here? He goes, we don't have a basement. There is no cellar to this
wow.
building. There is solid rock underneath us.
Wow.
And I looked at him and I said, come on. And he showed me, he says, this is our storage room, and it was around back in back of the bar, a room where their freezers and everything were. They had no basement in the place, so there was no way for a chain to be dragged underneath mm-hmm. or above. Or, and I sat there, and I was like, this is really cool. That's when I started to get interested. But, I mean, the idea here is everybody's got a ghost story
oh, yeah.
of something.
Well, there's something that piqued your interest.
Oh, in, it had to.
You know, and even if you don't subconsciously know what it is, you find out later, usually, like, oh,
absolutely.
You know, even if you're sitting with people and things like that, so it's, and things that happened years and years ago. I remember my son, and I've told this before, he was three or four maybe. No, how old was he when my, he might have been a little bit older than that. He might have been around six.
Okay.
When my father passed away, and I'll never forget him just getting up at 2 o'clock, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, I remember, it was like a little after two, I was on the phone with my friend, he got up out of his bed, he came into my room, and it was like he was awake, but he wasn't, and he's like, Grandpa says to tell you he's okay, and he just turned around, went right back to, it was out like a light, and I remember like, thank God there was somebody on the other end of the phone that heard that, but, and they said, he did not say what I think he said, and I'm like, yes, he did, and it was, I was just talking to her about him,
wow.
on the phone at that moment, saying, no, you know, we're just talking, because it hadn't been that, you know, it was only a few months, and it was just, it's amazing, you know, how open kids are for that.
Let me ask you something. When you decide, Ron, okay, when you tell somebody
right.
that maybe you just met, that you do ghost investigations.
Yeah.
No, well, their first initial thing is like, come on, come on.
Really?
But then they start going, Really? Well, what did you find? What do you see? Do you see anything? Do you hear anything? What do you hear? And right away, it starts coming.
That's why we're going to have it all at the festival.
Well, that's it. The festival, August 16th and 17th at the fairgrounds in Sussex County, New Jersey. Everybody that's going to be anybody is going
to
be there.
And then you can listen to all the good stuff we have.
Yep. Well, you know, we still got plenty of callers, so maybe we should go back to the calling. I should shut up for a minute. But, who do we have? Who do we have online? Dana?
Dana's on hold.
Dana. All right, let me get her on here.
Are you still there, Mercedes?
Yep, I'm here.
And Mercedes.
Okay, let's say we got Dana now. Dana, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Dana.
Mercedes is on too, Dana.
Hi, Dana. Hi, Mercedes. I hope you're feeling better.
No. She's got margaritas. She's fine. Dana, so what's up?
Well, my ghost story is, and the whole reason I got involved with this group was because this happened to me in my house, and my house is not that old, but I'm up in Pennsylvania, you know, sort of up in the hinterlands above Milford, and for several nights in a row, I would wake up, I would hear somebody calling my name. I would hear it out loud. And I would think it was a dream, but I would wake up and then I would hear it out loud. And I'd get up and I'd walk around the house and there's nobody there, there's nobody close. And then the following week I hear it again and then I felt this weight on top of me in the pitch black. And I really thought somebody had broken into my house. And was petrified, and I just, you know, lay there. I know it was in the dark, but I felt like I was white as a sheet. It's hard to tell when it's pitch black, and I just lay there, and then I finally jumped up, and there's nobody there, and I walk around the entire house, the basement, the upper level, down all the closets. I look under the beds, everything. There's nobody there, and then I go back to bed. It happens again. I feel this weight settle down on top of me. And it's like pushing against the side of me. You're like, you know, like if you're in bed with somebody, how you spoon with somebody, your back is against their belly or vice versa. That's what it felt. What?
What are you wearing?
Charlie, I heard you said something and you probably was inappropriate, right?
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Right. Anyway, so I felt this, and this went on for 3 nights in a row. And it was since I hadn't done anything with, you know, paranormal investigations before, it had just kind of petrified me. And so I said, I finally said, you have to leave. You're scaring me too much. You just have to leave. And then it was like a weight went out of the room and it was gone. It was gone just like that. And then I spoke to some friends about it, and they said, oh, you know, you should watch some of the ghost hunting shows. You'll find out it was nothing. And I had never watched any of the shows before, so I started looking at them, and lo and behold, there was something that happened to one of their investigators almost identical to what happened to me. And I said, uh-huh, okay. So then I saw the the ad for the paranormal investigation courses, and the rest is history. But it was like... it was absolutely terrifying, and if I remember what it felt like if I guess who it was, it felt like a soldier from a war a long time ago, maybe the Revolutionary War, maybe something like that, and that's only in the impression I got, you know, and that he was just passing through looking for a place to stay, that he was lonely, that he meant me no harm, but it was just the most bizarre thing that I have ever
had. Again, it's never.
He's not come back. He has not. But I have taken pictures of lots of orbs in my bedroom, and my cat was like looking up at the ceiling. So I'll shoot where the cat's looking, and there's a big freaking orb right up there, you know. So the cat is seeing something, and cats tend not to be spooked by these things, So you know, that's just one of my stories, and it was like. That was so frickin' spooky, you know? But now, you know, I know that it is all part of, you know, it's the whole thing, you know? It's the whole Magilla here, and I've been, you know, going on investigations, and it's like, it's still one of the spookiest things that ever happened to me.
Yeah, especially if you feel like you can't move. You know, when you feel
and
like
I
you're...
Yeah, and I felt like I couldn't move. And it was like that, it was that feeling. And it was just, oh my goodness, you know. It was just so strange. And anyway, that's my story. That's one of my stories, but that's the story I'm going to tell tonight. We'll save the rest for a later day.
And you're sticking to it.
And yeah. I'm sticking to it, yes.
That's Mercedes' line, the end.
You know,
the end.
I have heard a number of women say that they had been pinned down,
mm-hmm.
whether it's in bed, on the couch, on the floor.
Well, that movie, The Entity, was all on that.
Was
with
that?
That was based on a true story.
We did an investigation where the woman said she was pinned down in her bed, and she couldn't even call out. Her husband was on the couch in the living room. She couldn't even call out.
Oh, I remember that one, yeah.
Holy. Remember that?
Yep.
And,
I knew she was terrified.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're literally consumed with it and scared to death.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of ghost story you don't like to hear.
Well, no, you don't like that.
Not everybody realizes that's real for some people.
Yeah, but she didn't know. I can't remember whether she said it felt malevolent to her or she was just scared because it was so strange.
Yeah.
I mean, in hindsight, mine didn't mean me any harm at all. I'm sure of that. But just because it was so, you know, real and bizarre to me, that was very scary.
Yeah,
so,
the fear.
You know, and usually you can tell, you can feel if something means you harm. And we don't often run into those things, to tell you the truth.
We
not
can.
Often.
We can tell that. Not everybody else can.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe so. Maybe so. Well,
you know,
I obviously...
talking to them is scary, you know, and that's where we come in trying to ease their mind. But, you know, even some of the people that tell their stories, we know they do. They'll get a feeling that they felt like it was a family member or something and not, you know, you're a little bit more educated and sensitive to know. Like, you got a lot of information on that one.
Yes. And that was before I sort of got involved in it. But I had seen other, you know, I saw my mother when she passed away. But I understand lots of people have that experience when a loved one passes away. They will be visited in some manner or form by this person at least one time.
How long after she passed did you see her?
Oh, I think it was probably a couple of months. It wasn't immediately. I think it was a couple of months, but she walked into the room and I just was astounded. It was like a solid person there, you know. And I saw her sit down and she was just. I heard her chattering away to herself. She didn't answer me when I spoke to her, but then she was happy and she just got up and then faded away, just like that. And I said, "Oh my goodness sakes." Alive. I can't believe what I just saw, you know. You know, it's just, woo!
Yeah, but it's neat
cool.
When you like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice
that
when
was...
family comes to you.
Yeah. Yep.
It is.
For my family, though, we don't see that. I mean, I think, you know what, maybe my mom has, but for me and I know other people in my family, we get a lot of visits in dreams. But they're not dreams. They're definitely visitations.
Yeah, they're
but visitations. My mom will have it. I wish I knew where she was so she could talk about it. But she will have them where she's in that half asleep state where she's still kind of awake, and that's when like her parents will come to visit her and talk to her, which is pretty cool. But if it's my family members, for me, I know when they're around me, but they won't talk to me unless it's in a dream type of visitation. So the people that I interact with are people I don't know anything about, which is interesting, I think.
That's just another way of communication. That's basically what it is.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times they're comfortable coming in through your dream state because you're in that really relaxed place in your mind. You know, so a lot of times they are. A lot of them are visitations, and it definitely feels different from a dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times they come in younger, too. So, but I think a lot of people get it that way. You know, more comfortable in receiving their information that way.
You know, I've got a friend of mine that went down to Gettysburg, and I mentioned that, you know, before, but he went down to Gettysburg, and he went down there with his brother-in-law and, you know, his both their wives and this and that. And I think in Gettysburg, after sunset, you're not supposed to be out on the fields. Yeah, I think it's a rule or a law or something.
No recordings, no meters.
Exactly. They don't want people just, you know, trampling the place down. But, you know, him and his brother-in-law did. They took a walk, and all of a sudden they found themselves out on the field somewhere. And they didn't mean to be by law, but they were out there on a field and by some trees. And his brother-in-law, now, it was already starting to get dark. And his brother-in-law says, well, we're not the only ones out here. And he says, yeah, we are. And he goes, well, look over there. And they saw a fellow walking towards them. And the fellow, as he got closer, hair on my arm standing up, because as the guy got closer, he was wearing, like, Civil War outfit. And he sits there, and they looked at each other, and they went, is this guy for real? You know, they were saying that, like, they thought he was dressed up and he was walking around at night. And as he got close to them, he sort of, like, just dissipated into the air.
Oh.
And the two of them took off. They ran back to the hotel. They didn't say nothing. The wives were like, yeah, where'd you go? And they were like, I just took a walk. And they didn't say anything. And this went on for, like, 2 years. That nobody said anything.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, the story came out because, you know, everybody starts talking, this and that. All of a sudden, they start talking about ghosts, and they go, well, we got one, me and Dan, you know. And right away, it's like, what? And the wives were like, you didn't tell us that night that this happened? And they were like, you wouldn't have believed us. And they were like, and they couldn't believe it because both of their stories, separate, was the same story. And you sit there and you say, you know, do these things really happen? You know what? They got to happen. It happens too often. The guys that you see on TV, all of these different shows, okay, yeah, maybe they're seeing something. Maybe they are. Maybe they're recording something. Some of those recordings, their EVPs stink.
Yeah.
Ron's EVPs, when you hear somebody talking, that's amazing. But when you hear, like, and they go, do you hear him say that?
No, that's when you hear it, and then there's a whole sentence that comes up on the thing. Like,
yeah.
Where the hell did you get that, like, 10-second blip, and you have, like, 80 words?
10-second blip, and he goes, yeah, he's running down the I-85 runway. Yeah, I didn't hear that. I just said, you know? When you get an EVP, you get an EVP, Ron. But the idea is that there's just too much evidence out there. That's good evidence.
It's got to mean something.
It's got to mean something. Now, did I hear you correctly saying that the three faces that were in the mirror left?
Yeah, they were gone. And then all of a sudden, I still got that recording. And it says, come here, I'll show you. Because when I asked the question, where did you go?
That was creepy.
It says, come here, I'll show you.
Oh, that's pretty spooky.
Do you
that's
have any spirits
spooky.
In your house?
Yeah, no, not in this new house, no.
Nope.
No. And I thank God every day.
Why? The rest of us live with them.
Right, come on.
They usually find us.
Yeah, but knowing me, with scratches, get pushed and kicked and all that, I'm like,
That's true. You do get a little manhandled when we're out there. That one time when we were up there in that house, that one house where you got pushed over, Jackie got knocked off her chair, and then I guess the ghost looked at me and said, nah, I don't think so. maybe that was it.
Well, I think he got angry because we were laughing. We're like, oh,
well,
cool.
Yeah, we thought it was
let
pretty
me throw you up against the wall. Oh,
right.
Do it more.
Yeah, well, sometimes
it gets but you know what?
Crazy.
I have to tell you, though, if that happened at home, if I was by myself at home, I would not have had the same reaction.
Not that funny, right?
No. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, when there's a haunting or a spirit in your home, it's a completely different experience than when you're in a group or you're in a little team and you're out and that's what you're doing. You're all prepared. You have your stuff. Because you're usually caught off guard when it's at home.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like we were just talking about, when you're in that relaxed place and all of a sudden you hear something or you see something, you know. I've had people tell me they were in the kitchen doing their dishes and their mother walked right up next to them, standing right next to them while they're doing their dishes, and because that's where her favorite place was.
And told her how to wash the dishes, which is...
So it's interesting because you're not expecting it.
Yeah. You know what's amazing is always how many... We've done a few investigations, right, over the past couple of years, and the spirits that we've actually come across haven't been that bad. Whereas some people, they come out with some really, I mean, there's dangerous stuff out there. The one woman that called, which we still have to get back to, she had her child pulled backwards down the hallway. And then, you know, and then somebody else had one where she could go to bed at night and she'd wake up in the morning bruised and beaten up the next morning. I mean,
yeah, we had a few when we first started where that one woman had a baby and the baby was waking up with scratches and bruises.
Yeah, well,
and it was only a 2-year-old.
That's when you get out.
And then, we did have a few, like, really, you know, a couple of them from Ouija boards. Yeah. So it's funny we were talking about that, you know, that, there's a completely different experience between a malevolent spirit and a friendly.
Speaking of, you want me to bring my Ouija board in and have it in the car?
I scold everyone who tells me they use a Ouija board. I'm like, you're insane. Don't do that. It opens up to all kinds of things. They're making a movie about it now. Have you seen commercials for it?
Oh, really?
It's pretty terrifying. Yeah, it's called Ouija, and like... It looks terrifying.
And if somebody like us goes and watches it, we'll just suck on those spirits right in right from the movie.
I know. Even watching the commercial, I was like, oh, no, I'm not even entertaining the idea of this movie. No.
even the word. Although I bet you that one, I bet you it'll be a popular movie.
Actually, it's right in Redbox now.
Oh, really?
It's in Redbox?
Sure. It didn't even get to the movie?
Oh, that's amazing. Well, what about that other one about the, you know, God is real or something? Or did you see that one with the kid that's supposed to see God?
That's supposed to be a true story. This It's supposed to be in New York. The guy's seen spirits. He was a cop, a retired cop. And he's seen the spirits, too, and it's actually a demonic spirit. And that's supposed to
be. Yeah, I have a few friends who are policemen that said they've... You know, they don't talk about it much, but they've had personal experiences going into homes and stuff. And so, believe it or not, there's a lot of cops who believe in far more in the hauntings than, you know, some of the other people because they actually have seen. I know somebody who was a real estate agent, and they were showing a house, and they turned everything off. They were just getting ready to drive up the road, and all the lights in the house were back on again. And they called they went in again, turned all the lights off, the lights all went back on again, and then they turned them off and they left, and they hadn't gone back up on again. But then somebody had called the cops because they saw the lights on in the house, so they called that real estate company, that person, that agent, and she was like, what are you talking about? Not saying that, yes. The lights went on 3 times before, and then the cop went in there to turn the lights off, and he came back out, and the lights went back on again. And he wouldn't go back in the house.
Smart cop.
So it's like things like that, and it's think about it. It's a house they're trying to sell, that you know, and it's probably one that was their home. They don't want anybody in it.
And then
but
you
it's
had,
interesting how that stuff happens even to, you know, people like that.
You had two ghost groups now that are looking for homes, and all of a sudden the price starts going up because they keep bidding against each other.
States,
they want that house.
You know there are states that have to say if they're
homes absolutely.
Haunted or not.
Jersey's
I think
one
the,
of them.
New York is one, right? They're
absolutely. I mean, you can't just sell a house and, you know, if
like
you know
somebody's
something's
say
going
it
on.
Is.
Well, if you find out about it, there is recourse, especially if there's law. But that's pretty scary. I mean, my house isn't very old. My house is 25 years old, tops.
But it's the area.
Your property.
You can hear when nobody's home. Right. Somebody's walking on the second floor. And you sit there and go, everybody's gone. Everybody's out of the house. And there's walking up there. And don't tell me it's the cat. The cat doesn't sound like steps walking. You know, No.
We get that, though. It's creepy. I mean, that's part of the reason you guys came to mind. Because,
absolutely.
You know, my daughter would be home, and she swore somebody would be home because she hears the door, the front door, and it's a heavy door. It's a steel door, open and closed, and somebody walking, and she comes out, and then there's nobody there. Well, after that happened for a couple times, she never came out of her room until somebody actually knocked on the door to say that, you know, they were home. But it is uncomfortable when... You know that you're the only one home, and you can hear somebody else walking around in your house.
Now let me ask you something. As far as all of this goes, we're having this the Summerfest. Mm-hmm. August 16th and 17th at the Sussex mm-hmm. County Fairgrounds. Okay?
Yes, we are.
And it's going to be like the whole day, and for anybody that's going to come, any of the public, it's free.
Yes.
And for ghost groups, it's like $20 yes. for the whole weekend mm-hmm. because obviously they aren't selling
They're
anything.
Just showing their
they can
stuff.
Show their stuff, but any vendors, it's like $90 for the whole weekend. That's mm-hmm. it, the whole weekend. They're also going to have camping. They're going to have, you know, food vendors. They're going to have entertainment. They're going to have music.
Fire throwing.
Yep. That should Band. Be interesting. Yeah. But if somebody comes to the fest, would they be able to find out more about either ghosts
or investigations, or get a reading or a healing?
Or you tell me.
All the paranormal groups are going to have all their EVPs and their equipment. I'm sure Ron will have his equipment to show. But we're also going to do some ghost hunts. So,
cool.
You know, once it gets dark, we'll do some ghost hunting on the grounds. I mean, the fairgrounds is obviously a very old piece of property.
Very old.
But then people can, you know, test out their stuff. And the ones with their iPhones can use their phones.
Take pictures,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have fun. I mean, but it's a little good to get their, you know, get a little idea of what it's like for the ghost hunting. And even if you're going around the tables talking to the paranormal groups.
That's what
you know,
I was
they
thinking,
can,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're going to, you know, you can get some information on, you know, tips or things they've done. But the fun part is they usually like to see the video and the, you know, and the pics and the, you know, the EVPs. Ron's having issues over here with his microphone.
His microphone is
the spirit in the story.
Basically giving him a
hard
time.
Literally, that microphone just came flying off the table. They must be leftovers from last night.
You know what I wanted to tell you, too, was that the groups that we have that are going to be there are probably the top groups in the whole Northeast.
Central Jersey on our show.
With Mike Boud, right? He's going to be there. Yep. We got
Jane Doherty will be there.
Well, Jane's, you know, Jane's yep. just phenomenal as it is. I mean, if nobody knows who Jane is, okay, they probably have never looked into any mediumship or anything like that.
And she's a paranormal investigator.
And she's an investigator. And if she is investigating something and you're in front of her, get out from in front of her, okay? Stand to her side. She'll explain it to you later. But the idea is that she is phenomenal.
Her tummy expands when there's a spirit.
Yeah, it's
That's
a little
what
scary.
Charlie's talking about.
A little scary. But I tell you what, she comes up with some unbelievable stuff. And, just everybody that's going to be there is going to be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw most of these people over down at the expo. And when they... No, that's scary sounding. That's not the expo. Although the art factory was so old, it could have sounded like that. That was the expo down there in Patterson. But next year, the expo's going to be where?
I think...
No.
Woodbridge, isn't
Woodbridge.
It?
Woodbridge. And John's going to have that set up, so that should be really cool. Mm-hmm. But the idea here is that when we do the Summerfest, I mean, it's the week right after the State Fair.
State Fair, yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to
be
phenomenal.
There's going to be lots of energy there.
Oh, energy. It's going to be crazy there. So, I mean, you know, if somebody wants to come, it's going to be great. But, we don't do anything with the – what's the phrase anymore with the oil, right? No, okay. I just wanted to make sure that's what we were doing. But as far as the Summerfest goes, yeah, you can get to it. You can actually find more information online at www.trinitymetaphysical.com. Trinitymetaphysical Center. Okay. And then, you know, you could always call the store, too, which is 973-209-7070. That's 973-209-7070.
That's Charlie's sexy voice.
That's my Barry White voice. I wish. No, but the idea here is that we want to make it, we still have spots open, so in case anybody does think that they want to squeeze in there, it would be great. It's going to be,
I'm still recuperating from Dana's story.
Oh, this is going to be one of the biggest things for the East, besides the expo. This is going to be one of the biggest things going on this year, so it should be great. We had the Summerfest last year over at the Ricky Farm, and it's almost like we didn't have enough room for all the people that showed up, and that's a big place, and that's why we went to the State Fairgrounds down in Augusta. So anybody else want to add something here?
No, if you want more information on, you know, spirits or some of the evidence we've collected as our group, you can go on our, yeah, or if you want us for an investigation, you can go to our Ecrypt Ghost Hunter website, which is www.ecryptghosthunters.com. Yeah, they can call the store,
yep,
too, if you have one.
Dana, you still there?
I'm still here.
What are you wearing?
I'm drinking
vodka. Mercedes is wearing a crutch, probably.
I'm wearing a big boot on my right foot.
Well, that sounds great. Makes it hard for making around there. That's great.
I just saw a tip. It says vodka is really good to wash your glasses with. Clean your glasses. That's what I'm doing. I'm cleaning my glasses.
Well, you can rinse them out that way. You know, put a bottle of vodka in there.
Throw that in there.
Absolutely. Vodka's a great disinfectant.
No streaking either.
Ooh, yeah, they're really good
information. Wasn't enough.
Okay, well, listen.
You know what we're going to do next week? This is Mercedes actually brought this topic up, and I think it's a great topic. So we're going to talk about indigo children.
What's an indigo children?
Ooh, awesome.
Yeah, and it's funny because Mercedes, you know, happened to share something with me on Facebook, and it's like, you know, we haven't done a show actually on that subject, and it's interesting for people.
We're going to talk about that next week.
Yeah, I found an article about it, and I tagged Jane in the Facebook post, too, and I hope that maybe before next week she'll get me some more information on it, and then I'll be able to be a little more educated on this topic. But it was a pretty interesting little article that I posted.
Yeah, and you're definitely one of them. And it's funny that what she was talking about, too, so, you know, you might reach out to her and see if she wants to talk about a little bit.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm sure she would.
So
now, for when we have the Summerfest, you have that UFO that's supposed to land in the field there? No, don't give it away. Don't give it away. It's just the fact that the UFO was supposed to show up.
You know what? Get your crystal skull and stand there.
Well,
I
just don't know how many. I don't want to sway anybody to come just to see the UFO, but from what I understand, it's going to be pretty.
And guess who's getting off of it? Bigfoot.
This is going to be one hell of a fest, I tell you that. Holy cow. Man. And did we tell everybody that, you know, we're going to have the naked...
We really aren't crazy.
We're going to have the naked fireside run around and, you know, sing and dance.
We actually had somebody come in today and tell us, because we already have a performance group, but they came in and they're like, I have somebody who does fire throwing and hula hooping, and she does it naked.
Okay, I got it. I'll take care of it.
There was a customer in here, and she goes, ooh, I hope she's careful. Like, oh, my God. Took a left turn.
Yeah. I smell hair burning. Yeah, that's dangerous. Unbelievable. Well, okay. But
either way, it'll be a good time.
Yeah.
We always have fun.
Everything's going to be good. It's all going to be good. But next week, we're going to be going over that. Indigo children.
So we'll learn about that. That'll be very interesting.
All right. Well, we hope that you can join us.
And since Mercedes is one.
Mercedes will probably be here with us by that time. No, Mercedes? What do you think?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, if you are, we'd love to have you. And if you're not, well, we definitely want you to call in.
I will absolutely be calling in.
Okay.
I know, it's been like forever.
Yeah.
Feels like a year.
What do you look like? It's a good thing we got Facebook. I forget what you look like. Well, listen, we're going to sign off now.
Psychic development just isn't the same.
Yeah, we're going to sign off for the night now. This was a pretty good show. We had a good time. I don't know about anybody else, but we had a good time. And sorry about the other 75 people over there on the calling list, but, you know. We're going to have to make good on it next time. We'll just let everybody talk next time. But, you know, we're going to close off now. So, Mercedes, you have a good night.
You too. Miss you guys.
Okay, Dana.
You too, Mercedes.
You have a good night.
Thank you all.
Bye, Dana.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Vera's,
Vera
went off before. Okay.
Yeah.
And Ron?
Yep. Everybody say good night.
Jackie?
Good night, Ron.
Good night, Ron.
Okay.
Good night.
And this is Charlie, and we're going to say goodnight and sign off now. And we hope we see you all next week, all right? You guys have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Feel better.